Insight on Business, the News Hour with Michael Libby is made possible through the support of Tarot International. The Tarot trainers are experts in helping you and your business to achieve, lead, and outclass in every situation. Learn more at tero.com.
The Iowa Business Council is made up of 23 of Iowa's major employers. And that organization has just released its third quarter economic outlook survey. It's a composite of their members' expectations for the next 6 months in three key areas of business: sales, capital spending, and employment. The report shows a mixed bag. While they project higher sales, spending and employment issues remain a concern. In other words, there's a sense of uncertainty among Iowa's business leaders. Here, our friend Jeff Stein, the news and program director for News Talk 1540 KXEL, sits down with Georgia Van Gundy, the executive director of the Iowa Business Council, and asks what's on the minds of her members as they look forward.
What's their sense about their own businesses and the overall strength of our state?
We've been putting out this quarterly outlook since 2004. And so in past quarters, it's been really positive. But I can tell you that our members this time, confidence is waning a little bit. And a lot of that is attributed to the trade and political environments that we have today. You know, businesses like to have certainty, especially in the regulatory trade environment, if they can. And right now, it's unsettled for them. That's one of the reasons why our members have come together. We're advocating for the passage of USMCA. We had members of Congress in to our last quarterly meeting in September and had those conversations as well as some additional ones. But to them, that's important. It needs to pass so that it can create some stability in our economy for our businesses. They also talked about the fact that workforce continues to be an issue for them. I mean, we've talked about this before, the fact that we have such a low unemployment rate and so many people working in the state. It's hard to find that talent, especially in a growing economy, which Iowa has been growing for the last couple of years. So our members are doing a lot of different things to try to find the right talent. We're participating in business-to-business meetings around the state for Future Ready Iowa, in which businesses are sharing some of the best practices on what they can do to have internships and apprenticeships and how do they skill up the folks that they already have. Our members are participating on the work-based learning portal that Future Ready Iowa has put together so that high school students have an opportunity to have hands-on experience with some of our businesses and hopefully understand the careers that are there and move into jobs within our member companies. So they're trying to do some of these significant things to cultivate that workforce in an early age. And then our members also recognize that our population hasn't grown. So we'll be coming out here in the next month or so with some pretty significant goals for the state to increase, diversify, and retain the population within our state. We've had a public-private group that's come together to put together some goals and some strategies that we should be working on in order to do that. So we've got to be working on that aspect, too, in order to meet our workforce needs.
It may surprise people who are not involved in the operation of a business to know just how hard these people have to work in not only predicting the future, but proactively recruiting employees, training employees, developing an environment that is positive for growth. That's hard work, and it's not something that's going to generate an immediate return on investment, but it's absolutely vital, isn't it?
Yes, as a matter of fact, we just had our Business Education Alliance meeting yesterday where we have representatives from the universities, from community colleges, K-12, and our business leaders at the table doing exactly what you just said. How can we look into the future and think about what are going to be those workforce needs that we want to have in order to grow our business? And then how can we proactively be developing that workforce of the future so that we're not playing catch up at the end? So this whole group, that's what they've been put together to address, and we're having great conversations to really partner with education to do some of that proactive work.
Generally, there's optimism, but a little bit of caution. That's what I hear you say. Is it fair to say, as some have expressed to me, that the economy overall and Iowa's businesses overall are really poised if certain things happen to really take off? In other words, they've done what they can do, but sort of like the racehorse that's in the stall, they're just waiting for the gate to open. In this case, the gate would be developing workforce and having some trade certainty.
Yeah, You hit it right on the dot. I mean, it is providing that certainty with trade and then also being able to find that talent. But we're not the only state that has workforce issues, right? Mm-hmm. So we're all kind of competing for the same people. We're all trying to compete to see who gets a good strategy in place within your state so that we can meet those workforce needs. We have a lot of positive things happening for Iowa. I mean, it was last year that we were the best state in all the United States. We've got a lot of great things happening in our communities. We're looking at revitalizing our rural communities through Empower Rural Iowa. So there's a lot of things that have been taking place. And so, yeah, I think we're building up to where we're going to be at a great spot, but we have to get some uncertainty taken care of in some of these areas.
Once again, that was Georgia Van Gundy, the executive director of the Iowa Business Council. We'll have links up on our radio blog to that report. And our thanks to Jeff Stein, the news and program director of News Talk 1540 KXEL, for sharing that interview with us. We'll also have links to his station on our radio blog.